obedience, a prayer for the children of the nations. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. As a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the nations. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of their nation, and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. Let our children greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to you all who are in Christ Jesus. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we lift up our children and their entire house. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the Lord make his face shine on our children and be gracious to them. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, in Christ we ask that God would refresh their hearts in the Lord and help our children and their people. Bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, that they and their house would elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father and sanctification of the Spirit for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. grace to our children and their house, and peace be multiplied. We cry out with our whole heart, hear us, O Lord. Our children will keep your statutes and diligently obey the voice of their Lord. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten our children and their house to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for our children and their family, who are kept by the power of God through faith of salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will purify their souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit and sincere love of the brethren, that they will love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. May God, our lawgiver, teach our children and their people to set their mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for they died, and their life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is their life, appears, then our children also will appear with him in glory. Blessed is the glory of the Lord from his place. In the name of Jesus, just and true are his ways. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will put to death the lusts of the flesh, which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanliness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. In Christ we pray our children do not be sons of disobedience, children of wrath, but instead children of God, and their obedience will become known to all, for they will be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. Let our children and their house execute true justice, show mercy and compassion every one to their brother. Surely our children and their people will not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the alien or the poor. Let none of them plan evil in their heart against their brother. In the name of Jesus, who gave himself for them, that he might redeem them from every lawless deed, in Christ we pray for our children and their people, that they will not let sin reign in their mortal body, that they will not obey it in its lusts, becoming slaves to sin, or present themselves as instruments of unrighteousness to sin. But instead, may they present themselves to God as being alive from the dead, and themselves as instruments of righteousness to God, being slaves of obedience to righteousness. For sin shall not have dominion over our children, for they are not under the law, but under grace, and the God of peace will crush Satan under their feet shortly. In Christ we pray that now our children and their house will put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of their mouth, lying, and put off the old man with his deeds, the lust of the flesh. Instead, may they put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of God who created them. God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love for our children and their house, even when they were dead in trespasses, pursuing the fulfillment of the desires of the flesh and of the mind, made them alive together with Christ. By grace they have been saved, and raised them up together, and made them sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceedingly riches of his grace and his kindness towards them in Christ Jesus. For our children and their family are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that they should walk in them. The God of all grace has made our children and their people alive. So may the Holy Spirit who dwells in them let no one deceive our children in their house with empty words. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will not walk according to the course of their world, according to the prince of the power of air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. But instead, in Christ we pray that our children see Jesus, receive a visitation from Jesus our Lord, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. To which of the angels has he ever said, "Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool"? To him be the glory and dominion for ever and ever. In Christ we pray, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, to purge their conscience from dead works, so that our children and their house will obey God's voice and keep his covenant, his charge, his commandments, his statutes, and his laws. And our children and their families shall be a special treasure to him above all the people, for all the earth is his. May our children and their house be a kingdom of priests and a holy family. Let the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, declare that our children and their house, because of their obedience, will not lack a man to stand before God forever. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will diligently obey God's commandments today, to love the Lord their God and to serve him with all their heart and with all their soul, so that God will give them the rain for their land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain, that they may gather in their grain, their new wine, and their oil. In Christ we pray that our children and their people shall lay up his words in their heart and in their soul, and bind them as a sign on their hand, and they shall be as frontlets between their eyes, that they will teach them to their children, speaking of them when they sit in their house, when they walk by the way, when they lie down, and when they rise up. And they will write them on the doorposts of their house and on their gates, that their days and the days of their children may be multiplied, like the days of the heavens above the earth. You, O Lord, do not be far from our children and their bloodline. O our strength, hasten to help our children and their bloodline. Let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Salah. In the name of Jesus, he who came as high priest of good things to come, in Christ we pray that they and their house will be careful to keep all God's commandments, to love the Lord their God, to walk in all his ways, to fear him, to obey his voice, to serve him, to hold fast to him. And the Lord their God will send his fear before them and their people, and cause confusion among their enemies, that they will turn their backs to them. May the Lord God send hornets before them and their people, drive out their enemies, and give them every place in which the sole of their foot treads, from the wilderness, from the river, even to the sea, shall be their territory. No man shall be able to stand against our children in their house. The Lord their God will put the dread of them and their house, and the fear of them and their people, upon all the land where they tread, just as he has said to them. Truly, God will be an enemy to their enemies and an adversary to their adversaries. In Christ we make request for them, that God, justifier of all who has faith in Jesus, send his angel before them and their people, to keep them in the way and to bring them into the place which he has prepared for them. Bow down your ears to us, O Lord. Deliver our children speedily. Be their rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save them. For you, O Lord, are their rock and their fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, mighty God, lead them and guide them. We ask in the name of Jesus, he who gives aid to the seed of Abraham, that the Lord will greatly bless them in the land which the Lord their God is giving them to possess as an inheritance. In Christ we petition the Father of lights on their behalf. Surely he will look down from his holy habitation from heaven, and bless them in their house, and the land which he has given to them. In Christ we pray that today they will proclaim the Lord to be their God, and that our children and their people will walk in his ways and keep his statutes, his commandments, and his judgments, and that they and their family will obey his voice, and the Lord God will proclaim them to be his special people, that he will set them high in praise, in name, in honor, and that they may be a holy people to the Lord their God. Now may it come to pass, because they diligently obey the voice of the Lord their God, that all these blessings shall come upon them in their house and overtake them. Blessed shall they be in the city, and blessed shall they be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of their body, the produce of their ground, and the increase of their herds, the increase of their cattle, and the offspring of their flocks. Blessed shall be their basket and their kneading bowl. Blessed shall they be when they come in, and blessed shall they be when they go out. The Lord God will bless their bread and their water, and will take sickness away from the midst of them. The Lord will cause their enemies who rise against them to be defeated before their face. They shall come out against their children one way, and flee before them seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing on our children, in their storehouse, and in all to which they set their hand. And he will bless them in the land which the Lord their God is giving them. The Lord will establish them as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to them. Then all peoples of the earth shall see that they are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of them. And the Lord will grant them plenty of goods, in the fruit of their body, in the increase of their livestock, and in the produce of their ground. The Lord will open to them his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to their land in its season, and to bless all the work of their hand. Our children shall lend to many, but they shall not borrow. And the Lord will make them the head and not the tail. They shall be above only and not be beneath. They shall wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen their heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. He only is their rock and their salvation. He is their defense. They shall not be moved. In God is their salvation and their glory. The rock of their strength and their refuge is in God. Our children shall trust in him at all times, pour out their heart before him. God is a refuge for them. Selah. In Christ we pray, in the name of the beloved Son, Jesus Christ, he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens, that the Lord our God will open their ear to instruction and command them in their house, turn them from iniquity, so that they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. May they and their people trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon their God. Let the Holy Spirit, which was sent by the Father in heaven to them as a helper, help them to obey always and work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in them both to will and to do for his good pleasure. In Christ we pray, our children obey in all things, not with eye service as man-pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever they do, may they do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to man, knowing that from the Lord they will receive the reward of the inheritance, for they serve the Lord Christ. May their beauty be the hidden person of the heart, with the uncorruptible ornament of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. Let them do all things without murmuring and disputing, that they may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom they shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that God may rejoice over them for good. In Christ we pray, whether it is pleasing or displeasing, our children will obey the voice of the Lord their God, that it may be well with them, and their children after them forever, and their souls shall live. According to the spirit of holiness, may they and their house be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. May their children obey their parents in all things and honor their father and mother. Likewise, may their wives be submissive to their own husbands, obeying God by faith, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Through the washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, who has been poured out on them and their house abundantly, through Jesus Christ, our Savior, they and their house shall receive eternal life by patient continuance in doing good, seeking for glory, honor, and immortality. And let them glorify God for the obedience of their confession to the gospel of Christ, and for their liberal sharing with all men. Then the kingdom and dominion and greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to them and their people, the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. In the name of Jesus, his indescribable gift, in Christ we pray that our children will not walk contrary to God, or turn away from the word of God, to go to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them, nor make any covenant with the enemy, lest they give their honor to others, and the years to the cruel one. Take heed to themselves that they are not ensnared, that they do not harden their necks, nor become rebellious and polluted, and a rebellion return to bondage, that they do not fear the people and obey their voice, but obey God rather than men, according to his promise, the God of heaven and the God of earth,
Grant that they and their house will hear and receive correction, that they will return, and he will heal their backsliding, and that they will amend their ways and their doings, and obey the voice of the Lord their God. In Christ we pray that our children will incline their ear, that they do not backslide, nor walk in the counsels and the imaginations of their evil heart, and go backward and not forward. For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all their paths. If any among them does not obey the truth, in Christ we pray that they will note that person, and they will not keep company with them. Yet they will not count them as an enemy, but admonish them as a brother, with faith working through love. In Christ we pray that the covenant that God has made with them, they will not forget, but the Lord their God they shall fear, and he will deliver them and their house from the hand of all their enemies. When they are in distress, in Christ we pray, they will put their trust in the Lord their God, and obey his voice from the heart. For the Lord their God is a merciful God. God is ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abundant in kindness, and will not forsake them, nor destroy them, nor forget the covenant they have with them through the blood of Jesus. Surely they and their family will learn obedience by the things which they suffer, and be perfected by Jesus Christ, the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him, called by God as high priests according to the order of Melchizedek. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, through him they have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom they also are called of Jesus Christ. The Lord lives. Blessed be our rock. Let God be exalted. Rock of our salvation. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation, and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west, he has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him and his love, being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of his glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, may they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. We ask and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory, and the power, and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. Let us praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his deeds among the peoples, make mention that his name is exalted. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God.